Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Lamed Hey Maseftas Menachas. Some of the topics I learned about include the order of the four parashiyos in Tefillin according to Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. The machlokes is in the halacha of Hichlev Parashiyos Se'ah Psulis. If the order of the parashiyos was switched, the Tefillin are pasul. Does this apply to all parashiyos or only to some parashiyos? Several halachas regarding the structure of the batim, the housing of the parashiyos. Tisura, the base of the batim protrudes on all four sides like a bridge around the batim. Mabarta, in Tefillin Shel Reish, there is an opening in the tisura to hold the ritzuris straps so that they are movable. Ritzuris Shcheiris, the straps of Tefillin are painted black on the outside. Tefillin Merubois, the batim must be a four-sided and square. The halacha is regarding Nifsiku, a hole in the batim. A discussion in the length of the ritzuris. Kesher Shel Tefillin. In Tefillin Shel Reish, the knot must be made in the form of the letter Dalet, because as Rashi explains, Kedei Sheyei Shakai Nira. To complete the name of Hashem, Shin Dalet Yud, the Shin protrudes from the Shel Reish, the Dalet is the Kesher Shel Reish, and the Yud is the Kesher Shel Yad. Kesher Shel Tefillin Tzorek Sheyei Lamalo V'Tzorek Sheyei Kalapi Pnim. The Kesher of Shel Reish must rest high on the back of the head and not on the neck or sides of the head.